Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Health First Radio, and we have Dr. Brian Carpenter with us today. He's had a long history of working in the health fields, many health fields, and he is with us today to tell us all about all the healing work that he's done, and using some of the structured silver in his work, but much more than that, just the whole healing journey. So here we have Brian Carpenter. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Could you tell us a little bit about your credentials and how you got started in health?
Sure. So I've got a few years on me. I'm turning 75 this summer. I graduated, first degree was at the University of Alberta in agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took a Doctor of Veterinary Medicine from Western College of Veterinary Medicine and graduated in 73. Then I ran the Linwood Veterinary Hospital for about 7 years and then got off into research. And while you're a veterinarian, you get to do every orthopedic surgery you can imagine, develop new surgeries, and I loved it, and I had a large practice, and I just loved it. But as I got less and less egotistical as when you're a veterinarian, these animals, you're up in the middle of the night. Often the client is holding the halothane on the animal while you're doing surgery, and that kind of thing. And so the healing that went on behind the surgery was so incredible that I got very interested in healing rather than medicine.
Mm-hmm. And in your mind, can you clarify that for our audience?
Okay. There is a medical industry, there's a food industry, there's a pharmaceutical industry, and they're all focused directly on money, and they're not focused on your health. And you are, as a human being, you have about 37 trillion cells.
Mm-hmm.
And your turnover rate is about 7 million cells per second. So you're part of the universe, and there's no way that you could tell me that you are not a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
So I ran a natural healing center after I got out of the veterinary practice, and I got into water research, and then I just started coaching people in healing laws, and it got to be so many people coming to see me that I actually had to go back into practice again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ran the BioBalance. It's a natural healing center here in Edmonton, and I did that for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the experience that I'd like to share with your audience about.
Yeah.
What truly happens when you start to heal?
Mm-hmm. We would love to hear it. We really need to hear how we heal these days.
Oh, for sure. Well, that takes me right into the first step. So as a scientist, if I'm your coach, and that's what I was,
mm-hmm.
I'm a veterinarian. See, I have no legal right to diagnose and treat disease with humans, but
mm-hmm.
that doesn't preclude that I can't start coaching them. And I did that for 25 years and saw over 15,000 people. So they came from only by referral, and they came from as far away as Europe, et cetera. And it was very rewarding, because what I did is the very first thing I did when the people came to see me was let them speak for a couple of minutes, and I could pick up quickly where their background was and how they felt. And I would start in, while I'm speaking to them, I would ask them to immediately take back control. So in this 2021, in this COVID pandemic, our control has been taken away, and there's a huge amount of fear, both of which are terrible, absolutely terrible. What the media has done, basically, in my opinion, they sell fear, and they do a good job of it. So if you're a client of mine, I am coaching you to take back control from everyone, That means every medical person, everything, and start loving yourself unconditionally. Now, that's quite an ask.
Mm-hmm.
How you do that, though, is you love that you are a miracle scientifically, because I would use examples of little chickadees. You know, they're so tiny. And in our country here, I'm in Edmonton, Alberta right now, it gets to 30, 40 below, and here's these little chickadees still popping around in the trees and chirping away. So everything in the world is a miracle. So if you think about it like that, then you're part of that, and then you are a miracle. Now, granted, most of the people that came to see me weren't acting like a miracle. I had Olympians come to me to try and get a gold medal and that kind of thing. So I saw everybody. Mm-hmm. But mostly I saw people that were told they're going to be dead in 2 weeks with cancer, et cetera, et cetera. That was 30 or 40 years ago, and they're still alive today because they healed themselves. So the first step is, in COVID times, take back all of your control and start learning for yourself how to heal yourself. And I'll give you lots of references. Mm-hmm. And I'd like your audience, please, to grab a pen and paper, because I'm going to start firing basically 40 years of experience.
Mm. Thank you for sharing your teaching. This is so good.
Well, I'm just doing the best I can.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't have to be too good. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful thing, because every one of your listeners are a miracle, moving 7 million cells a second new. You know, they're called stem cells nowadays, and we can go into the microbiome, which I may forget to get into, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But we are miracles. The first thing to do is take back your own control, start learning about healing yourself. Now, the medical industry is good, obviously, for many, many things, like diagnostic, trauma care, intensive care, microsurgery, et cetera. Okay. So we need the medical industry.
Mm-hmm.
But what we need is for everybody to get healthy themselves. And, of course, that's what isn't happening generally.
Mm-hmm.
So I could go into it, but I think your audience would agree that the health of our North American first world country citizens,
yeah.
The U.S. is number 40 in the world, spending the most per capita of any country in the world, and they're number 40 out of 130 countries on a scale of health.
So we know it's not working what they're doing.
Well, the medical industry isn't working at health and at staying away from chronic diseases.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into that. So I did iridology, and I had German technology to measure flow of energy in the body in my clinic, and that's photons. And we're electrical just as much as we are, or probably more than we are biochemical, et cetera. But I don't want to get into the details of the miracle. I just want to state that every single person that you have as a listener today can start healing at 7 million cells a second, because you're either getting better or worse by the second, because you're that dynamic. Okay, so you get new lining to your intestinal tract, a little villi from the basement membrane to the tip, grow and slough off somewhere around 9 days, depending on where it is in the intestinal tract. You get a new liver every, say, 9 weeks, I believe it is. So you constantly rebuild yourself. So the concept is really simple. If you are doing something better, 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 better than you have in the past, your cells will start to heal and regenerate instead of degenerate. And the better you do it, in fact, I used to coach people, and they'd get so good at it that they'd have a healing crisis. They'd actually start to detoxify so rapidly that the poison couldn't leave their intestinal tract as fast as they were excreting from the liver, the bile, et cetera, et cetera. So maybe I should go into the three laws of healing so that we can grasp step by step how everybody can heal themselves. It's really simple.
Okay, let's hear the three laws of healing.
Okay, so it's Hering's Law, and it's from the 1500s, Constantine Hering. And I was trained this by healers. So today there's functional medical doctors coming at high speed. The medical industry is changing rapidly away from the pharmaceutical model, which is absolutely incorrect, a patching with drugs that cause further disease to a healing model. So there's, I want to tell the audience that please look into a whole raft of very gifted medical healing doctors today that weren't stating much 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So the first part of Herring's Law is you heal from the top down. That means in your mind, you have to do what I was just discussing. You have to love yourself unconditionally, and the more you can love yourself, the more you can love others. So if you here's one that I'd like your to write down, please. Look it up. Hado.com, H-A-D-O.com. And a Sarah motto, some of your listeners will have seen these crystals of water that are frozen that look like snowflakes.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what language you're in anywhere in the world, he distinctively proved that the number one word in any language is love.
Wow.
The number two language in any language, the number two important is thank you. So love and thank you. And when you use those, water has a memory, and I'm going to get into structured water perhaps in the next part, but let's just stick with Herring's Law.
Mm-hmm.
So if you start loving yourself and you take back control and you understand the science of healing, and it's not hard, okay? Some of my clients would grasp it within 5 minutes, and that was it. I could tell immediately that they'd shifted into loving themselves and taking back control, and no matter what label was put on them by the medical industry. Now, let's stop right there. There, in my opinion, I want everybody to think, okay, what is disease? Okay, disease is a man-made classification system of cells not working properly to follow a drug protocol and have control by the medical industry. So if you walk into the medical industry and say, I ache all over, I push my skin and it hurts, I push my muscles and it hurts, they might diagnose you with fibromyalgia, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what you should do is say, doctor, I didn't come here for a big word. I want to know why I hurt, what caused it, and how do I get rid of it at cause forever? And there will be complete silence.
Yeah.
Okay. So fibromyalgia is chronic inflammation all over the body. So you got to get rid of inflammation by going to the intestinal tract. Now that leads me into the next phase of the laws. Phase one was heal from the top down.
Uh-huh.
The next part is the key to all healing. You heal from the inside out. Now, you've got a gastrointestinal tract. Birds do, fish do. If you look at the universe, insects, etc., there's a mouth on one end and a rectum on the other with a tube running through your body, open on both ends. So the gastrointestinal tract is the key to do the two things that your cells want. Your cells want more cellular nutrition of every type at the cellular level in a bioavailable way, number one. Number two, they want excretion of toxins of all types, and that requires the intestinal tract.
Uh-huh.
So the tube is your interface with the world to do those two important things. Get you nutrition to the cellular level if it's working properly, and excrete toxins at least as fast as they're coming in. And when you're ill, you have to get more toxins leaving your body than is coming in. That's the key right there. So we are now talking about the gastrointestinal tract from your mouth, esophagus, stomach, small intestine, and large intestine, open on both ends. If you have a 3 out of 10 functioning gastrointestinal tract, if we put you at 3, that would be very ill. And if we start to move you quickly by you understanding it from a 3 to a 4 to a 5 to a 6 to a 7, and maybe get you to an 8, and hardly anybody's at 9, I mean, the top Olympians might be at 9. Nobody is perfect healthy. You don't have to be perfect,
mm-hmm.
because you're genetically engineered to be fantastic. So if we get the intestinal tract that runs through you, so your stomach, your parietal cells digest food quicker, breaks your proteins down to amino acids, which are the building blocks, and then you can absorb it in your small intestine, and then you can excrete the waste products out of your large intestine, you're really, really on the track of healing cellularly all 37 trillion cells in the way, with body cellular wisdom, the way the body knows how to do it. And us doctors, including me, are all Dummer and Sackahammers, all of us put together, compared to your body.
Wow. Can we fit number three in real quick, or should we go to break?
Oh, it's not that time already. Okay, so it's not important relatively. It's you heal in reverse order. So the most recent things heal, and then you go heal the things that are have happened to you over your lifetime. And it goes in reverse order, and I could explain that. So that's the three laws. To recap, heal from the top down, inside out, in reverse order.
Okay, wow. So Herring's Law, we got three laws there of healing. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll ponder that, and we'll be right back.